I want to make a podcast, but I'm not sure how to start. Don't trip. We got you. First things first, you got to find somewhere to distribute the podcast. And Spotify's got a great platform to let you make one super easy, then distribute it everywhere and earn money. All in one place, too. And it's for the free. So it's called Spotify Podcasters, and here's how it works. It lets you record and edit your podcast right from your phone, computer, so no matter what your setup's like, you can literally do it. Walking a dog, taking a dump, whatever you got to do. And then you can distribute the podcast to Spotify and everywhere else the podcast is heard. So I know y'all heard it's for the free, too. So it's for the free. Go tap in, get started. Don't let nothing hold you back from starting your podcast. Get busy and don't trip.
I'm Chris Long, the host of American Prodigies, Becoming Great. Every Thursday, I take you into the story of an NFL great. Weaving together interview tape and archival clips, I'll guide you through the journeys of some of the most memorable players to ever put on a helmet. Greatness comes in all shapes and sizes, and every path is one of a kind. American Prodigies, Becoming Great. New episodes every Thursday. Listen in wherever you get your podcasts. Presented by WynnBET.
Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Don't even trip. We got you.
We back on the mic. What's up, everybody? What's up? It's your boys. It's your boys, David and Justice on Don't Trip Podcast. Thanks for tapping in. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you're a returner,
welcome.
Thank you for coming back, man. Welcome. We appreciate you coming back every single time. We hope we're bringing the content that y'all enjoy. But on today's segment, I don't know. Jay, what's on today's segment,
bro? I don't know. We're getting it popping. That's all I know.
That's all he knows. We're getting it popping. I actually do know what's happening on the episode today. So today's episode, we got the don't trip questions for y'all. The regular, we're going to get y'all from tripping. If you got any questions, go ahead and submit them in the Instagram DMs. Don't email us because we probably won't read them. There's Twitter. We'll read them, but I don't know. Instagram DMs is the best option. And throw your boys a follow while you're out there. And we got the caller. We have one caller right now. It's kind of on a teeter-totter. So if they answer, then we're going to get them right. If not, then we'll have to keep it pushing. But if you want to be a caller on the show, also follow us on Instagram. And we will post on our story whenever we're looking for Instagram comments, the little poll thing you could do or whatever. And then you can drop your number. It's a random poll. So if you get picked, we'll get you right. If not, condense your question and send it to us in the DM. And we'll just wait till next time. I know. All right. And today we're going to introduce a new segment for y'all. So we always get y'all right in every aspect of life. And education is a very important aspect of life, y'all. So welcome to Don't Trip University.
Oh, shit.
Don't Trip University. You got Professor D and Professor J in the building. So this is going to be a little fun one for y'all. It's a little bit of trivia, a little bit of knowledge. So if you struggle with history class, this is the episode for you. Today's Don't Trip class is history. So we're going to hit some history questions. I'm going to hit Jay with them. And we might not know the answer. So don't hate. Jay not dumb. He a smart man. He got his real estate license and everything. But he might not know history. So Jay got 10 questions to answer, 10 seconds to answer these five questions. No, 10 seconds per question. But there's five questions. And then we might actually take these out to the street. If y'all been tapping in, we got some street content going for y'all. So the street content, see who's smart, see who can handle the business, see who can talk they talk. But Don't Trip University is the new movement.
Who aren't.
See who's smart and aren't. See who's smart and who aren't. And that's why we're going to have an English session as well. But see, Don't Trip University, the new movement, we're going to get y'all right mentally. And now we're going to get back into the emotional at the end of this with another Don't Trip question because y'all love the relationship questions. But drop whatever questions you got for us and we're going to hit. But let's get it started, all right? First question of the day. I got to refresh my page, so give me a second because, you know, we got the old iPhone, the iPhone 6 or whatever. And y'all be hating on it, but it works. It functions.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know what you're talking about. It functions. But we got this first question, right? What do I do when my crush puts me in a friend zone? Don't trip.
We got you. Jay. It's too late.
It's too late.
It's too late. Yeah.
Okay, wait. For guys, it's too late. What if it's a girl?
It's never too late for a girl.
It's never too late for a girl. Hey, honestly, especially when you're younger, you friend zone so many girls, and then when they get older, like, wow, someone grew up. Someone
they grew up.
Someone is a, that's a grown woman right there. So it's never too late for girls, honestly. But I feel like when guys get friend zoned, it could go that same way. But
they get friend zoned because they're really just not into you.
Exactly. So guys, I think guys friend zone girls because they're not attracted to them.
Yeah.
But girls friend zone guys because they're actually not into them. So there's a difference. So if you're a guy trying to get out of the friend zone, shorty's not feeling you at all. Like she, girls will go after what they want if they really want it. She's not interested in you like that.
She don't want you.
But if it's she don't want you. If it's a girl who's stuck in the friend zone, guys like. It's I've said this before. We're creatures of I forget what I said last time. It's not we're creatures of I insulted something. Yeah, there you go. That's it. If you worked out or whatever, like came to school, oh, she looking different one day, wore a tighter dress. Like that guy might be interested in you. Obviously, that's not someone you want to just be with because he's just there for your looks. But I'm just saying, depends like that. Day. That's the perception. Yeah, it depends on the date for a guy. Like the friend zone. If you. Friend zone's iffy for guys. I'm just saying. But if you're actually in the friend zone and bro has told you like straight up he's not interested in you, he's not attracted to you, blah blah blah, then keep it pushing. We know there's always a bunch of fish in the sea. Oh, dang, there's this question, right? I think maybe we have talked about it before, but would you someone asked me, would you? There it is. That's the question. So you know how when a guy, say you got with your girl, right? And you find out that one of your boys got with your girl, right? What happens?
I stop talking
to you. What you doing? That's it? So there's no scenario where a guy, like you wouldn't take the girl back for that. Like or give her a chance.
No, I wouldn't. It's dead.
Okay. Because I feel like girls is different. Girls would actually give you a chance. But they was getting on me for it when I was talking about this, right? They was on me for like, why? It's just one guy. She's been with other guys and stuff. And I'm like, that's not personal to me. I don't care what the other, like I know this person. Yeah. And when you think about it, there are so many other people in the world. Like, why would I want to get with the one person that got with my friend? Like, find anybody.
There's too many possibilities when that happens. First, you're taking the risk that she might still be into your friend, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, what if your friend is better than you? You know what I'm saying? But, like,
yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, there's too many girls out there for me to be messing with the same person as my homies.
Yeah, nah, I feel that. What's it called? Josh was like, see, I'm finna pull up to my wedding knowing that my groom's been hit. Like,
yeah, see, no.
Come on. Come on. Absolutely not. We're not doing that. Come on. All right. Second question. If your boyfriend avoids the would you leave me if I was fat or gain extra weight, then gets mad at you and calls you by your first name. Okay, we're gonna shorten this and then give her a story, all right? If your boyfriend gets mad at you, or if your boyfriend avoids the would you leave me if I was fat or gain extra weight question, is that a problem? Don't trip.
We got you. Yes.
That's a problem.
Yeah, it is.
That's a problem. That means yes, he would. I'm sorry. Like,
for sure.
Silence. No answer. Silence is louder than words.
No answer is an answer.
He's out of there. Gone. Big facts. Nah, because why would you? That means he likes you for your body. Yeah. Damn. So,
I'm going to ask you, like, Sam.
Hit me.
Sam, your girlfriend. Would you like me?
Wait, what?
Sam, your girlfriend.
Okay. I just had to process that. Yeah, okay, keep going.
Would you like me if I was fat?
Baby, I would like you however you want. I like you for your mental.
There you go.
Come on, you're more than that. Come on.
That's the perfect answer.
Exactly.
Even if you don't mean it. Fucking lie. No, just lie.
Please mean it. Please mean it. If you not, then, because then what if after that she goes and loses? I mean, I guess you lied and you're going to leave regardless, so it don't really matter to you. But she might be like, oh, okay, I'm going to stop working out now. I'm going to stop blah, 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 blah.
Like,
whoa.
I've always wanted to be.
Exactly. If someone's basing you just off your looks, that's probably not the move. But honestly, I think that as a boyfriend, my answer would be, no, of course I would love you if you was different looking, whatever, but I do like that you maintain this, and this is kind of the body type that I like. Like, I, if I'm trying to look good for you, you should try to be looking for good for me type stuff. That's how I think it should be balanced out.
Yeah.
But, hey, man, whatever. Some people, I don't, like, would you like me if I was fat? So I feel like you could flip that, because some guys like thicker girls. Would you like me if I was skinny? Be like, I don't know. Type stuff. So it's like.
Yeah, I don't, Brad, say yes.
Say yes.
Say yes. Even if you don't mean it, if you don't mean it, you're kind of fucked up. I don't think you really love that person, because like we always say, love is way more than just physical attraction. So
facts.
Then you have to really look facts. In the mirror and be like, do I actually love this person? Because what if she was fat?
Did we make a rule about that yet?
What?
Love is more than physical attraction?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I feel like that should be
in the rule book. That should definitely be in the rule book.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're rocking with us and following the rules, we're making this one rule number 5, but we might change it back to whatever it was if we said it before.
Love is more than rule number 5. Attraction.
Love is more than physical attraction. Hold up. Let me write that down so we don't redo it. All right. Love is more. We're saying it a bunch of times so y'all get it in your heads. Love is more than physical attraction. Player handbook, new rule number 5. All right. Let's hit this. Oh, wait. Before we do that, I didn't even get into her scenario. So the full question that she asked was, then he gets mad at me and calls you by your first name. I don't know what the problem with that is. But
you know how
calls
girls
you by your
are.
First name.
Don't call me that. It's your
Nah, it's
name.
Either that or they're like, when you say it, like they're attracted by it. They're like, oh, okay. Anyway, they call me by my first name. It's been 2 years. Since and I have been with him, and this question came up since I have been stuck inside studying for a professional school and have been gaining some weight. What should I think? Okay, so don't trip again. We got you. But if he's still with you and you're gaining some weight, what's the problem?
Wait, what?
So she said she's gaining some weight, and the question's still being dodged, but he's still with her. Like, so obviously,
well, she wants to like, she really wants to know.
But he's still there. Like,
well, if she keeps gaining weight, is he still going to be there?
Oh, she going to keep it pushing.
Well, obviously she's doing something right now that's restraining her from living the lifestyle that she used to live.
Okay. Right? Yeah. I feel like this is a scenario where you should stop being a selfish guy if you're going to stay and be more considerate about how your girl's feeling to make her feel comfortable. But I stand by what we first said. If he's not answering your question, it's probably a yes if you hit a certain point. No cap.
Yeah.
He'll come up with something, but that would probably be the reason.
If they don't answer the question, it's a yes.
It's a yes. All right. We're going to get into this caller real quick. Let's see what they're talking about. Oh, this person's so nice too.
Hello?
Oh, hello. How you doing?
Hey. Hi. How are you?
Hey, we're good. It's Don't Chip Podcast. We're glad we got a hold of you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, did we interrupt?
How are you guys?
That is, we're good. We're just trying to. Okay. We're good. We're just trying to record this episode. What? We're just trying to. We didn't take away from nothing.
Hi.
No, I'm good.
I don't think she heard you, Jay. Say hi again.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Did you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, what you got for us? What's your question scenario? We'd love to help out.
All right, listen, things are a little complicated over on this end.
Oh.
All right, so boom.
Boom.
So basically,
boom.
I was talking to this dude for about like 2 years. It was a little more than talking. It got to a point where we were like, you know, let's get the family involved. You know, he's like, I want to marry you, da 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 da. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. I liked him. He liked me. Like, we were serious. We got the parents involved. Only thing is, I'm Black and he's not. So his parents wasn't really, like, accepting of that. My parents weren't either. Like, my parents aren't innocent in all of this either. So it was just, like, a lot of drama. My parents were like, no, you can't marry him. If you marry him, we'll disown you. He was going through issues, whatever. But I was like, I don't care. Like, this is the person that I want to be with. You know, we went through. We, like, still kept talking. We were still, like, you know, going forward with it. Then last summer, I went back home to my home country. So I'm from Africa. So I went back home.
Yeah.
And when I was back there, things got a little bit more complicated. I slowly started to realize that my parents were kind of right. Like, just the cultural difference and everything. Like, it was really hard for us to, like, have life together that would be easy. But, I mean, when I was over there, I met somebody else. But it was very, like, oh, like, you're a nice person, you're cool, whatever. Then I came back home, and I realized I kind of, like, don't want to be with you anymore, the first dude. I mean, it wasn't like that, but kind of it was getting to that point because I was talking to this new dude, and this new dude was also like, oh, like, I'm interested in you, I want to marry you, da-da-da-da, and I was like, oh, shit. So I told the old dude, I was like, listen, like, this is what it is. I don't think that I can be with you anymore. Like, he understood. It was hard because, I mean, I had been with this dude for 2 years. Like, that's not something easy to give up. But he understood. We went our separate ways. But lately, like, within the past, like, 3-4 months, I kind of, like, have been regretting the decision that I made. And there's just a lot of, like, there's just a hot mess because I have this one dude over there, over here, who's, like, laying his life out for me. And my parents love him, and everybody wants us to be together. I mean, there's nothing wrong with him. He's a great dude. But, I mean, my heart is kind of still with this old dude. And I guess my question is, like, do I do, like, what I, like, I don't know what I want to do, because, like, either way I go, I'm going to regret something, you know? I go with old dude, like, my parents, they're going to hate me, and I say that, like, fully, my family, nobody's going to want it, you know? I'm just going to be with this dude, it's just going to be us by ourselves. But if I go with this new dude, like, I'm scared that, like, my heart is still with this old dude, you feel me? So... Yeah. Like, what do you guys have to say to that? I mean, I know it's a little messy, but it's what I'm dealing with currently.
Don't trip.
We got you.
To the best of our ability.
I've been tripping.
Okay. Jay, you want to take it then?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. First off, I applaud you for following your heart and sticking with the first dude, even though it wasn't acceptable in both of y'all households. I come from an interracial family, so that's the only reason why I'm alive is because my parents didn't listen to their parents. Mm-hmm. So I applaud you for that because it's hard to do, right? Mm-hmm. You're actually listening to your heart. And I'm not from Africa, but I have African friends like from Nigeria, and I know how much family mm-hmm. is to them. And I'm applauding you for that, and that takes a lot of guts.
He's literally clapping right now.
Yeah, it takes a lot of guts.
Okay, wait, Jay, before you finish.
Yeah.
It reminded me of Lion King 2, where Kovu and the daughter, they came from two different places, and their parents hated each other. Yeah, she know the reference. She know the reference, you feel me? Okay, Jay, continue. My fault.
But, I think you're in a really sticky situation where, you got the perfect ideal situation with the dude that you just met, and then you got the not really ideal situation with the guy you've been with. So I think personally, I think you need to figure out what you want.
What I want. That's so difficult because I don't even know what I want. Like,
Do I want
an easy life, or do I want to go with,
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's why I'm saying you got to take the time for yourself. Really, I would low key like separate myself from the situation, like remove myself from the situation, and really take the time for myself and figure out what I want. Do I want to, be with somebody that I might not be able to see my family with again, or do I want just the perfect thing because my parents love them and it will be mm-hmm. easy. You know what I'm saying? You gotta really sit down and figure out what you want.
Right, okay, I hear you.
Yeah, and that's something hard to do, but it's something that you got to do, because think about it, you didn't even think about someone else until you went and actually experienced it, right? So bringing that factor, like all these different factors, and you just said you've been with Buddy for 2 years, so you've probably been talking to people for maybe 2, 3, 4 years now, like straight up. You don't even know what grown you wants to do by yourself. You might not even want to get married. You might not even want to be with somebody. That's, maybe you just feel an attachment.
Listen, so that's a whole other thing.
Okay, yeah, we get that next call. Next call, hit us up again so we can handle it. But for this situation, like Jay said, taking a step back and looking at life without men, without family, you're grown. If you're old enough to get married, you might be on your own. Like your family might not even, you might see your family once or twice a year anyway. So that might be the better move, that you're with someone you're happy with 362 days versus your family that you see 3 days a week or 3 days a year. So I think stepping back and really, like, I'm not saying weigh your options, but just look at what would really make you happy, like Justice said. So I think that's the move right now. Take time. Like,
I think you also need to be like transparent with the other dudes and let them know that that's where you're at mentally, is you need to take some time for yourself. Because I mean, you always got to put yourself first and what's going to make you the happiest. If you're saying your heart's with this other dude, but the more ideal situation is with the buddy, you shouldn't. That's not really fair to him, because are you really giving him yourself, or are you really giving him your all? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, so, you don't want to get married and regret it.
Yeah.
Do something you're not supposed to. So yeah, take the time. That's what we got for you right now. We can handle another situation another time too. But keep us updated with how this goes if you want to. Our DMs are always open. We'll do our best to see it, get back to you as soon as you can, since you accepted out the request now, so we'll see your joint. But all right, just hit us.
Cool,
when you can.
Yeah, we hope you helped. It's really like a hard situation, but you're gonna become better from it, because it's gonna make you stronger regardless. So I would always say keep yourself first, even though you think so highly of your family and it's important to, you always got, they're the ones in the situation, not you.
Right.
So
right.
You always just got to put yourself first.
All right. Cool, you have a good day, girly. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much. I love you guys so much.
I appreciate it. We appreciate it. Thank you for the support.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Jay, you flipped it.
I flipped what?
You said you're not the one in the situation. They are.
I didn't. I said they're not in this situation.
No, you flipped it. We can run it back. I'll show you a replay when I edit it. But I was just saying, it's cool. It's cool. We got what you said. I felt you. Yeah, we know what you mean.
That's the hardest part, bro, with parents. You know, when you grow up in a good household, you think highly of your parents' opinions, and you're gonna take those into account. But at the end of the day, you're the one in the relationship.
Exactly.
And if you're happy in that relationship, their opinion shouldn't matter.
Facts.
They're low key blocking her blessings, because I understand how the culture is. You know what I'm saying? And it's important for your family to love them and whatnot. But it's like,
as Nigerian kids, like, some people care about culture to the point where they won't even fall in love with somebody that is outside of their culture. So obviously she cares about her culture or whatever, but it's not like to the point that she needs someone that is also from her culture. Like, she cares about, honestly, if she loves this other person. So I feel like it should be, it's definitely open to interpretation. Some people don't want to date outside the race. That's up to you. But I think it should, like, why would you try to control, unless it's really someone like they're trying to get with someone who is going to get them put in jail, or someone a very bad person. I don't think parents, friends should really be judging off of aspects that are out of your control. That's literally God's control. God made them how they are. Like, you're not going to change that just because, I don't know, bro.
I know what you're saying.
You feel me?
Yeah.
But all right, let's take these people to school real quick. All right. Okay. So, for all y'all fans, because I know a lot of y'all still support, if you've been following me and Jay since we was young, is we had this little page called The Shepherds. And The Shepherds' premise was public interviews, making people look dumb, questions or whatever. But we never really, like, answered them ourselves, right? But we're going to bring some of The Shepherds' stuff to here, integrate it in a Don't Trip way. Welcome to Don't Trip University, all right?
Hey.
Don't Trip University is a place where we can get y'all right emotionally, mentally, not physically yet. Maybe we'll drop a gym video or something one day. But right now we're focusing on the education aspect of it. And today's class is history class. So we got Professor David, today's student Justice, all
right? Get me right.
So Justice, welcome to class, all right?
Yeah.
In this class, you have 10 seconds to answer the question that I ask you in the best possible way. If you get 3 out of 5, you are, I don't know, what are you? What are we going to call this if you pass the test? You're not tripping. If you get 3 out of 5, you're not tripping.
Right.
If you get less than that, you're definitely tripping. Might need to take up a little history course, right?
I bet.
All right. First question of the day. Who invented the light bulb?
Don't trip.
Okay.
It's Benjamin Franklin. What? What do you mean?
Thomas Edison?
Oh, fuck. Wait, who's Ben Franklin? Wait, who's Ben Franklin?
Ben Franklin, the one that found, I think, electricity with the kite in the sky thing?
So Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison did the light bulb. All right. Next question. Who was the second president of the United States of America? Ben?
Damn, I don't know.
Okay, throw me. You got 6 seconds left.
Michael Carter.
Michael Carter who? Michael Carter who?
I know who the first president is.
All right, that's great. This guy, John Adams.
John Quincy Adams.
John Adams. You could. Who's Michael Carter? All right. Third question. What language is spoken in most of South America?
English. It's a trick question. No, it's Spanish. It's Spanish. Español.
Why did you call out a trick
question? I thought it was a trick question.
Okay. All right, next question is...
It's Spanish, right?
What president... Huh?
It's Spanish?
Yeah, it's Spanish. Good job. All right. What president is on the $2 bill?
There's a $2 bill? Oh, the $2 bill. I don't know.
What
Abe Lincoln.
Do you know? That well, you know damn well that's not Abe Lincoln.
Who is it?
Thomas Jefferson.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.